This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 975. $400 words for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
In today's fun episode, you'll learn the difference between four very impressive words that sound very similar: resolution, revolution, revelation, and restitution. You will definitely feel smarter after today's show.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going? There were some technical difficulties setting up, I think.
Yes, I had some issues, but I am good now. Yeah, today's been an interesting day. I just finished signing my twins up for soccer, actually. And they're waitlisted. I got to figure out why it might be their things are kind of on hold for COVID. But if so, they haven't informed us. So we'll see. Everything's kind of up in the air. They'll be sad.
That's just the theme of 2020.
Right.
But hey, here's the thing. We're recording this at the end of 2020, but guys, you are hearing this right after the new year. I think this is our first IELTS Energy released in 2021.
Oh, happy new year.
That's exciting. So guys, we're doing a special New Year's themed episode. Well, okay, it started off as a New Year's theme, and then it like sort of morphed into another one.
This is going to be a fun one, though. I'm excited. You guys are going to learn some amazing vocabulary. And yeah, like you were saying, we started with the word resolution, which you guys probably are making some New Year's resolutions. And then we thought about there are actually several words in English that are so similar to the word resolution that you might find yourself confusing them. So we're going to break it down so that that never happens.
Yes. These are like 50 cent words, as they say. Like these are like big vocab words today,
I've never
guys.
Heard that expression, 50 cent words. What does that mean?
It just means like it's a fancy, impressive word. So
I like that.
We could
though 50
that
cents
for,
is not a lot of money. So it's kind of a weird way to say for like a good word.
Right? Right? We need to adjust for inflation, that idiom. And let's say these are $100 words.
There you go. I like that.
So the first word is resolution. And guys, we're going to explain the definition and give you example sentences for IELTS with the four $100 words today, guys. And like Aubrey said, one reason we are giving you this list is because these are like real close. And as a non-native speaker, I could see these words causing a lot of confusion, especially if they like popped up on a listening test or whatever. But then also using these in speaking and writing, like we said, like band nine, right? $100 words. So, all right, resolution. Now, the first meaning of a resolution is what you're going to be thinking about now, a New Year's resolution. What is that?
Yeah, it's you resolve to do something when you're really deciding, really making a plan for a change that you're going to make. So if you say, I am making a resolution to be healthier this year, I'm going to eat less sugar and exercise. That's a common resolution that I make every year.
Do resolutions work for you?
For like 2 weeks.
And you know what? That is totally common. I think that always happens. So let's see. The other meaning of resolution, I guess how we use it more commonly, because New Year's resolution, that's like once a year, right?
Right.
So that's not going to come up on the test that often. But a resolution, to come to a resolution, right, would be like a final solution. right? So it's like, yes, in the problem solution essays, I think students often use the word resolve, right? That's still a great word, like high scoring word, but a little more common than the noun resolution, right? So it's collocated with the phrasal verb come to a resolution. It's like reach this final solution, I guess. So let's see. If you are presented with an IELTS problem like, well, just obesity.
That's always a good one for New Year's goals. That's related.
Yeah, exactly. So a resolution could be to like have a limit on the amount of sugar that can be added to food, let's say.
Yes. And you could say in your task two essay, as a possible resolution, you know, fast food restaurants cannot add more than 20 grams of sugar to a food item.
Yes, exactly. You know what? It is occurring to me now that resolution is part of our problem solution template in Three Keys IELTS.
So it is.
If you're a student in Three Keys IELTS, guys, this word is old hat. You will already be using it in your essays.
Right. This doesn't sound that new to you if you're a Three Keys student. But to everybody else, yes, this is a high level word, can get you that band 7 or higher for vocabulary. So you need to apply it. And if you're not a Three Keys student yet, it's not too late. Sign up, allearsenglish.com/keys.
And here is a revelation for you guys. We guarantee a score increase because we know our course is amazing. So there's an example of the next word, revelation. This is one of those just meaty, big, juicy words, right? Yes. Like it's very huge, this word.
Right, exactly. It means you have come to often sudden, deep understanding of something, anything, right? And you could very easily use this anywhere on the speaking exam. If you're asked your opinion about something, anywhere, you could say, I actually recently had a revelation about this when I discovered anything, right? You can use this for any answer.
Totally. This is such a great word for writing task two and speaking part three. Would you say that this is synonymous with epiphany?
Oh, yes, very similar, right? Yeah. Because we also use epiphany to say, I had an epiphany about this when I had a sudden discovery or revelation that something was true or false. So yeah, I would definitely say synonymous.
Yeah. So guys, I think anytime you are talking about your own opinion, which has been based on something from the outside, usually like something you saw, something you heard, something you read that led to you maybe changing your mind or like all of a sudden understanding a thing or like having something click in your head that this is the truth that you didn't realize before or you didn't understand before. Like, okay, I have an example, actually. I just recently watched a documentary. It's called, oh gosh, I'm gonna have to get it to you, Aubrey, so you could put it in the blog. It's a series of three music documentaries, which are all available on Amazon Prime, but I'm sure you could find them elsewhere. I think the series is called like The End of Western Civilization. Oh. And there's a 1970s one about punk rock. There's a 1980s one about metal. And then the 1990s one is about grunge. And it's interviews with young people involved in the scene. And anyway, I could go on and on, but I won't. Let me explain. Okay. So I had a revelation about homeless youth while I was watching the 1980s punk one, because these kids all came from like horrible backgrounds. Like there's no way that they had tools to be saved by others or to make their own good decisions. And like, I just had this revelation, like they were doomed from the start.
Society failed them.
Assumptions. Exactly. And yes. So I'm giving money to more homeless people I see on the streets. I'm buying those homeless newspapers now. I'm just like,
right. Yes.
Changed.
Well, yeah. I feel like this could be a great filler phrase on IELTS too. If you need just a second to think about something, you can say, I actually had a revelation about this recently. And that's just enough time to decide exactly how you're going to answer. As long as it's something that you know, something big, part three, like you said, where it's something that would take a little bit of thought, which most part three questions are, that's a great filler phrase.
Yeah, definitely. So anytime you're introducing a big opinion, we can use that, I would say. Hello, awesome listeners. I wanted to let you know we have 3 free quizzes now, so you can get free resources for any goal at your level. Guys, go right now to our website, allearsenglish.com, and click free English quiz. Decide your goal, business, IELTS, or general fluency. Take a very short quiz and get free resources just for your level. So go to our homepage, guys, allearsenglish.com. All right, so next IELTS word, revolution.
Sounds a lot like resolution.
Yes. Okay, so revolution. What does that mean?
So there are 2 meanings. The first one is like an uprising, like the American Revolution. So often leads to violence, war, right? So any uprising against a government or against a regime, you can call a revolution. Mm-hmm. And then there's a second meaning, right? Which means a circling, like the earth makes a revolution around the sun.
Exactly. So I would say, like, this is great passive, and this is a great example of a passive and active word, because passively, guys, you're going to see this in if there's like an IELTS reading passage about the solar system, right? Then it would be that second meaning. It would be about like planet circling, making, you know, 3 revolutions in a day. Okay, that doesn't happen, but
we're not scientists. Don't take our word for that.
So like passively, that's how you would probably see it, right? Or hear of it in the test. But if you're using it out loud, then maybe you're talking about politics or history or anything about your country's past, maybe like a national celebration of a revolution that changed your country, perhaps.
And we also talk about this often as far as just a big change. Like we talk about the technology revolution, where it's just like a revolution of the way society does something.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. This could be applied to any big shift in society, like the Me Too movement. That was quite a revolution.
Yes, of how people were treated at work, just sort of how people thought about things and how open people were willing to be.
It is so crazy. Just as a quick note, whenever I'm watching movies, even that are older than like 10 years, right? The way that gender roles are depicted and like just minorities are depicted and some of these things, it's such a surprise because it's so not okay now.
I know, so right? Well, it's interesting. There's a show right now on Netflix called Emily in Paris, and her coworkers, there's especially one man in particular who just says things that are so inappropriate that I feel like no one would say at work to anyone right now. And she'll kind of make jokes about it every now and then, like, yeah, I need to talk to you about what sexual harassment in the workplace means and what's not appropriate. And they're kind of giving this impression that France is kind of backwards and they haven't caught up to America, which I don't feel is accurate at all. And I can imagine some French people watching that and being very frustrated that the business world in their country is being depicted in that way.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Guys, if you are a French listener, please comment on this episode and let us know. Do you think that language has evolved? Has the revolution caught up as far as gender equality and treatment in the office space? This is episode 975, guys. Come back to allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And just quickly, before we get to this last word, guys, you know, I know that a lot of people listen to this podcast to learn English, and maybe you're not doing IELTS. There's just a lot of great English information on this show, for sure.
And because we're so fun.
Because we're fun. Because this is a great show. Yes. But guys, if you are maybe using English at work, or maybe you just want just general fluency to improve, we have a quiz that you can take and get free resources, no matter what your purpose is. IELTS, business English, general fluency. Guys, just go to allearsenglish.com, and on the homepage, it says free English quiz. And you could choose the quiz you want to take and then get those free resources. So, all right. Yes. What is our last word?
Okay. Our last one is the word restitution, which is band 9 word that you can definitely definitely use on IELTS for sure. Yeah. I think about general task one letters because this means to, you know, pay back for an earlier misdeed. And often the letter for general task one, you have a complaint you're making, and one of the bullets is going to ask you to ask them to make restitution, to make amends for what's happened. And this is a great word to use if you can say, I expect restitution in the following way, and you can explain what needs to happen.
Nice. We can say, like, let's see, what other verbs would be collocated with that? We can say, I demand restitution.
Yes.
Or if you want to be a little more passive, right, you could say, I expect you to offer restitution. Or, like
good.
Aubrey said, make restitution. So,
or even, I would appreciate restitution.
Yes.
It's an even more polite way to demand amends.
Nice. I love it. And guys, this could also be used in a problem solution task two letter, right? As like a solution. Something we say in the course, and I believe we've mentioned it on the show before, government money and education, like these are things that solve all the problems that IELTS gives you. So restitution would fit in a lot of those problems, I think. But this is also a word that is sort of a hot topic in America today. And again, it's connected to sort of a second civil rights revolution. We could point to the 60s, like Martin Luther King era, as maybe being the first civil rights revolution, right? But these days we're having another one because, you know what? We still haven't fixed a lot of problems.
Quite a few misdeeds that we're still making up for.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So anyway, restitution is mentioned in this conversation, guys. So it's something you might come across when you're reading the newspaper as you prepare for IELTS. A lot of people are discussing how our government could offer restitution to minorities who have, because of systemic racism, have just started on the back foot, right?
Yes.
Compared to everyone else. So how can we bring them to the front foot? That's not an idiom. But how can we help them catch up? And one way is restitution, maybe putting a number, a dollar amount on what they've missed out on and offering that to help them catch up in society.
Yes, definitely, right? I could definitely see that coming up on speaking part three or in a task two topic. And you would, that'd be a tough one if you haven't read any articles or really thought about that to come up with anything on the fly. So that's definitely something that you should think about. What's your stance? And because, like you said, it's a hot button that's kind of controversial. And, you know, what are some of the restitutions that the government or individuals could make?
Yes. Yeah. And I like taking that to the individual level. That's nice.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, no matter what country you live in, the government has treated people poorly of somebody.
Right.
So this is a great word to keep in your back pocket for any questions about that, you know, like your country's history and maybe some problems that have popped up over time. But guys, these four words are so close. Please come back to the blog so you can see them again and just choose two that you're like, okay, I want to actively use these. I'm going to add them to my vocab notebook. So come back to allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And this is episode 975.
Yes. And then leave us a comment. Let us know one of your New Year's resolutions.
Oh, that's a nice
one. Hopefully they'll last longer than 2 weeks like mine.
Oh, gosh. Maybe if we're, okay. Maybe we'll talk about personal resolutions in another episode. But yeah.
Follow up
okay.
with me in a few weeks. We'll see how we're doing.
Ooh, yeah. We should do that. Let's do a check-in in a couple weeks. Okay.
You got to be accountable to somebody.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. And thank you, Aubrey, for chatting today. Very fun.
Yes. Thanks. See you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.